When I've been here before, I was able to just sit at the back and stand up when everybody stood up and sit down when everybody stood up or sat down. And now it's my job to see if I'm paying attention. Before we start this morning into looking into God's Word, I'd just like to take a minute and offer some thank yous. First of all, to my family, to my wife in particular, who's sitting over here, who supported me all throughout. Our friends who have come today to be witnesses, who, if you look around and there's people you don't know, maybe they're my friends. And you're soon to be my friends. The volunteers of the Common Table, both from the church and who are neighbors. Thanks to the Church of the Redeemer, the members, the staff, and the community of the Common Table itself. People that are here Monday to Friday that we share life with. To each of you, thanks for journeying with me the last number of months and seeing the doors open and leading me to be here on a permanent basis. A number of years ago, I was speaking at a church during the summer, and I believe it was, I didn't look it up, 2006, I believe. It was the week that the Pope was here to celebrate World Catholic Youth Day, and the church was missing some members because the Pope was speaking. Today, we're dealing with the football game, the soccer game. There's more here today. Zechariah, priest, prophet, soon to be father, waiting in true Advent style, waiting, expecting, and full of hope. He was waiting, he and his wife, Elizabeth, waiting for years and years to be parents, to the place where they had probably lost all hope. And now they are here waiting again. And now on top of the anxiety, Zacharias has lost his voice, and he waits in silence. And finally the day arrives, his son is born, and finally, the first words that come out of his mouth is to name his child, John. And right after that, he gives the prophecy that we have just sung. He prophesies that that little baby would be the prophet of the Most High. Not the Most High, but would be the prophet of the Most High, who will prepare the way by giving knowledge of salvation and announcing forgiveness of their sins. And then there's this verse, verse 78. And Zacharias says, "By the tender mercy of our God, the dawn from on high will break upon us. The dawn from on high will break upon us." Mercy in the Old Testament, found there about 250 times. A word from the Hebrew. I'm not good at Hebrew. Can't speak it, can't read it. Chesed. Many times translated as mercy. But I like it when I see it translated steadfast loving kindness. Steadfast loving kindness. That God will never ever let us go. That his mercy is always, and as the psalmist writes, his mercy endures forever. That it is part of God's character, that he can never be separated, God can never be separated from mercy. God will always be merciful. Now let's go back for a moment to John the Baptist. He gives knowledge, his message was to give knowledge of salvation, of forgiveness of sins. But he's most famously known for saying, as he sees Jesus approach him, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." If we fast forward to Revelation, we hear of the Lamb of God again. And the angel who is taking John around the throne room of God says, "Behold the Lion of Judah." And it says, John says, "I looked and I saw the slain Lamb of God." There was no lion. The lion is the slain Lamb of God sitting on the throne. The elders are bowing down and offering praise, and people from all generations, from every nation, from every language, are praising and glorifying the Lamb of God. And then we speed towards the very end, where once again John is in the throne room of God. And there is the slain Lamb of God on the throne, holding the book of life. The book of life that holds all the information for the Lamb of God to pronounce judgment. The book of life that contains our stories of our deeds and what we did and what we didn't do. The Lamb of God is holding that book. And it's the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world that is going to cast judgment upon us. Lord, have mercy on us. There's this beauty of knowing and having that confidence that it's the Lamb of God who brings judgment. But mercy triumphs over judgment. And so mercy is all around us. The dawn from on high will break upon us, as to those sitting in darkness, to those in the shadow of death. And maybe one way to understand that the dawn is breaking comes when we pause to see the tender mercies of God in the everyday life, especially when we share life with those who are often forgot about, these among us who are the vulnerable, those in pain, abused, without a voice. And so I come to Church of the Redeemer and I meet mercy. Some of you know Harry, one of our older gentlemen. He's intellectual, he's witty, he's sharp. We noticed over my first few months that he was gradually getting more and more pushy, more and more demanding, and then more and more unstable. And it all came to a head when he began to get verbally abusive, first to the staff and the volunteers, and then the other community members, and then even to the strangers on the street. And he would get right into a person's face and scream profanities an inch away. And we realized that we had to get help. We needed to call in the crisis team and even the police in hopes of him being picked up so that he could receive the medical care that he needed. That none of us on our team nor any other street ministry could provide. And he must have gotten picked up because we didn't see him for a few weeks, about a month. When he finally did return, he came to the door and he asked me for ointment and gauze, and I looked at his hand, and his fingers had been mangled and wrapped up with bloody gauze that needed to be changed. And I said to him, "Harry, you don't need us to care for you. You need to get to the hospital." He says, "I don't need a hospital. Just get me the gauze." I said, "No, you need to get to the hospital." He said, "I'm not going to the hospital." So I got him the gauze. I got him the ointment. And he tended to his own wounds. And each day he came back. And each day would ask for the gauze and ask for the ointment, and we'd provide it for him for a week. And then he disappeared again. And a month later, he came back just as we were about to reopen. And so I got chatting with him, but I wanted to see his fingers. I wanted to see how they're doing. So I finally asked him, "Harry, can I see your fingers?" And he held out his hand. He moved the fingers around. And then he made a fist. And I said, oh, they're good enough now that you can give me a good hit. And he looked at me in the eye with all sincerity. He said, Bill, I would never hit you. I'm a Zen Buddhist. Harry will have his good days, and he will have his rough days. He will experience the tender mercies of God in a meal offered, in a bandage given, an ointment provided. And we in turn will experience the tender mercy of God through Harry as he shares his art, his humor, and his pain. Can we see Harry as a bearer of the mercy of God? Again, to understand that the dawn is breaking around us when we see the tender mercies all around us, especially when we share life with those who many have forgotten. The tender mercies. God, you're the one who never leaves the one behind. Let's pray. God, we come to you and we recognize that you are always pouring out your tender mercies. And give us eyes to see and ears to hear and a heart to feel when you are demonstrating that mercy. And may we in turn demonstrate it to others around us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Several months ago, when Bill came to join us as the interim director of the Common Table, we knew right away that we were seeing someone whose heart was formed by compassion. In his calm, non-anxious manner, he instantly set us at ease who had anxieties about the ministry going forward, instantly set staff and volunteers at ease with their concerns about how we were going to do this ministry. Most importantly, when he met our guests, he just had this way of sharing his heart of mercy. It comes, as you've just heard, from a deep place of faith, because that's what makes the ministry of the Common Table different from just a social service agency that offers care to the homeless and the disenfranchised. We are part of this larger journey of God's people who hear God's call to compassion and mercy. And we are so excited and grateful that Bill is leading us in this next chapter of that ministry. Let's take a moment of silence as we bend our thoughts and intentions on Bill, whom we are about to commission and bless to this sacred work. Dear friends in Christ, Bill Ryan has been appointed director of the Common Table, a position of leadership and service, of discerning the needs and feeding the bodies and souls of those who come through our doors seeking God's help. Bill's ministry continues the compassionate work done through the years in this community. And it is part of the work and witness of the whole church. Bill, will you, in the presence of this congregation to which you have been called to serve as director, commit yourself to this trust and responsibility?
I will. with God's help.
Would the people of the Church of the Redeemer please stand? People of the Church of the Redeemer, will you, having accepted Bill as director of the Common Table, commit yourselves to support him in this ministry?
We will, God's help.
I, Bill Ryan, commit myself to you, the people of the Church of the Redeemer, bringing my strengths and weaknesses, my hopes and concerns, my gifts and talents bestowed on me by God's grace, and will endeavor with the help of God to share with you in the ministry of the Common Table, in the name of Christ, with the empowering of the Holy Spirit.
Together.
We, the people of the Church of the Redeemer, commit ourselves to you as our director, bringing our strengths and weaknesses, our hopes and concerns, our gifts and talents bestowed on us by God's grace, and will endeavor with the help of God to share with you the ministry of the Common Table, in the name of Christ, with the empowering of the Holy Spirit.
I invite anyone who would like to come forward and lay hands on Bill to do so. It's going to be a little close, a little bit messy, but that's what blessings are like. So come forward. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, by whose Spirit the whole body of the Church is governed and sanctified, hear our prayer which we offer for Bill this day, that in his vocation and ministry he may serve you with compassion and faithfulness to the glory of your name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Would you please acclaim our new director? Phil, would you offer us God's peace?
The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.